Maybe we could sing that song up till that verse about feet, all right? We won't sing the whole song. Up to that verse. My life, my moments, my hands, and my feet.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our hymn books and sing number 350. 350.
Yeah.
remember as a young fella, I learned the trombone. And the first song I played in church was All for Jesus, All for Jesus. You know why that is? Well, yeah, Brother Petfield, you know why Dad taught us All for Jesus first? Because you could play the alto and you only had to play two notes. You go through the whole song and you could play that song in just two notes on the alto. And so he taught us that so we could feel that we were a part of, well, we made progress. You know, you could play in church, then you could play a hymn. But this song is so precious, and tonight as we close, I just want you to consider it. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. Again, I'm reminded of that verse in Romans 12. I beseech you by the mercies of God. When we consider what Christ did for us, He gave His all. He gave His all for you. There was no reserve. There was nothing that He held back. He emptied Himself. And He became a man. He put on this body of flesh. He walked this earth. Went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. But the reason He came was to lay down His life. And He did that willingly. Willingly. No one takes my life from me. I give it willingly. And so He went to the cross. And this hymn writer reminds us now, let's look at the crucified. Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision, looking at the crucified. If we could just get a sight of what Christ has done for us. Gave His all. Should we not gladly and freely and wholeheartedly say, Jesus, I want to be all for You. Every part of me. My hands, my feet, my thoughts, my moments, my days. Everything, Lord. Everything given to You. This is a theme that the Lord has laid before us. And why is that? Because He desires to have you. Some years ago, at our first staff meeting of the season that we have back home in New York, there was a message given to us by the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that was said was this, that God brings us to camp. One of the reasons God brings us to camp is that He might possess us more greatly, more fully. And so in these days, as we're here serving the Lord and spending time at camp in His presence, one of His desires is that He would possess you more fully, that He would have all of you, that He would reign upon your heart's throne. And so tonight again, I'm just simply challenging you to, before God, examine your heart in light of the things that we've heard tonight, the things we've heard in these days. Lord, am I all for You? And if not, well, Lord, I want to give You my all. Make me willing to give You my heart, my life. So we're going to go to prayer, and I, again, just urge you, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, to give yourself to present yourself, to yield to him, so that he may take us and keep us for his use. Hallelujah. And just before I pray, I just wanted to say just a short word to the staff, and that's this. I think it would be good if you, when you leave this place, if you would try to get to bed tonight and not push that 11 o'clock hour. We have some busy days ahead of us, and it would be a good thing for you just to retire and just quietly even. You don't have to talk too much. Just consider the things you've heard. Take the Lord with you and let him continue to work in your heart. All right? You understood what I said? And the Lord will bless you for that. And he'll be able to keep the blessing. Isn't it wonderful to sit in his presence? And how often we go from here and we can lose it so quickly. But let's walk with him tonight. And you'll see how your sleep will be sweet. And you'll feel rested and refreshed. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you and we bow before you. We thank you for your great love. The great love that you have shown to us in Christ. And Lord, I pray tonight that we would have a fresh sight of the crucified. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Lord, help us to see anew that sacrifice that you made for us. How you gave your all. Lord, I pray that there would be a response in our hearts. Lord, I give myself to you. Every part of me. Every part of me. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Lord, make that real to us tonight. And as we just spend time waiting upon you, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would truly cause us to transact business with you, that there would be changes made tonight in our lives where we have not been all for Jesus. I pray, Lord, that we would be able to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I want to give everything. I don't want to hold back. And Lord, I know that you take me. You take me. And you are able to keep me. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would work in each of our hearts. And then as we go from this place, I pray that we truly would walk with you and allow that sweet presence of Jesus to remain with us. As we retire tonight, Lord, just give each one a good rest. Refresh, Lord, these who have worked so hard in these days. We give you our hands. We give you our feet. Cause us to always do your will. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's go to prayer.